Tim, there's something about that question I'd like to talk about, and it might be a little bit of a different tack, but there are two things here I'd like to say. One is that one of the things that concerns me is I see less ability for us as Americans to understand a public sphere that operates as a principle, with principle pluralism. Okay, so in other words, I worry that we have less way of thinking about each other in a sense of seeing our public sphere as a commons in which people hold different positions are welcome to be in that public sphere. I think that is a genius of our particular brand of democracy. And it worries me a little bit that I see at the grassroots level an erosion of our common understanding of how to create a public sphere that allows for principle pluralism. And that is where we create space in the public sphere for different entities who hold different opinions. Now, that's a difficult thing for me as a conservative Christian to put out for discussion, because my more conservative constituents at the university are uncomfortable with that. They'd like to see the public sphere more guided by traditional Christian principles, as they believe it has been throughout history of our country. But on the other end, there are also people who get really uneasy if that sounds as though it's a cover for pernicious, egregious kind of discriminatory actions against gay and lesbian persons. It's a difficult conversation to have, but I think it might be a fruitful one to explore. And then the final thing here on this one that I'm concerned about, and that is we've been talking about public accommodation, which is extremely important. But as someone who leads a Christ-centered university, a religious organization, which for 95 years has served the public good in Indiana and been welcome in the public good, in the public sphere, our nurses are some of the best nurses in the state. Forgive me for bragging. You know how presidents do. Our teachers, we've won national awards. For 95 years, we've turned out extraordinary citizens who are some of the best nurses, teachers, doctors, pastors, scientists in our region. And we've done that as openly as a Christian institution that welcomes everybody. You don't have to be a Christian to come to my institution as a student, and you don't have to be straight. And we welcome all, we serve all with dignity. But I worry about a movement which would say to my institution, because of a certain view you hold about sexuality, you are no longer welcome in the public sphere. You must serve only people who see things the way you do. I worry about that. So if the legislature passes a bill, I've spent a lot of time with our legislators. And frankly, I know I let down some of my more conservative friends on this point, but for me, as I look into our future, I'm less concerned. I don't want my neighbors, my loved ones, and my friends who are gay and lesbians to be turned away from a hotel in the middle of the night. I don't want that to happen. I don't know how we do that best. I don't want that to happen. But what I absolutely believe we have to do is pass strong religious freedom protections for organizations that hold religion, that are faith-based organizations that serve the public good. Because I think that's part of the strength and the beauty of our tradition in the Hoosier State. St. Francis University, a great Catholic institution, a Franciscan institution in Fort Wayne, 125 years that they've been serving the public good. They should not be forced out of the public sphere. So as I talk to legislatures, this is what I say. I say, look, if you can find a way to keep my friends and my loved ones and my neighbors who are part of the LGBT community from being egregiously mistreated, I'm okay. I like that. That's part of my faith. I don't want them mistreated. But you have to pass strong religious freedom protections, because without that, we lose the foundation for all the other civil rights we have. Not because it's my religious point of view, but because honoring different viewpoints, whether they are Buddhist or Islamic or Jewish, welcoming that kind of ferment of discussion is a richness, and we must not do anything, I think, to damage